Among the states seeing a huge new spike in cases, Massachusetts. The Department of Public Health there reported 96 more coronavirus-related deaths and nearly 1,400 new cases yesterday. Meanwhile, what are things like in Boston with a new curfew in place? We're joined now by Jim McKay, anchor and reporter at WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston. Jim, what's up in your neck of the woods?
What's interesting is you see what's going on right now overseas with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and we're getting a little bit of that here with the Baker administration. The condition of this public official isn't as serious as what's going on overseas, but nevertheless, it's affecting someone in the governor's administration. The secretary for the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, Thomas Turco, has come down with COVID-19. He released a statement saying over the weekend he started feeling some symptoms, so now it's taken him out of work. From what we understand, it's not as serious as some of the other cases, but you're starting to see our surge. What they originally predicted for our surge of COVID-19 was going to be April 7th through the 20th, and that's pretty much how it's projecting right now. And in terms of the overall cases in the state right now, we're dealing with 13,800, getting closer toward that 14,000 number, and we have 260 deaths across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Wow. As of Monday night, there's a 9 p.m. curfew in the Boston area. Is that correct?
That is correct, Gordon. 9 p.m. till 6 a.m., and it's a recommended curfew. So if you're out wandering the streets of Boston, a police officer is absolutely going to come up to you and say, "What are you doing?" But it's not like they're putting you in cuffs and taking you away if they happen to see you out at night. But it is something that, Boston, like many other cities, you've seen it in New York and different other places. Just to give you a quick example, there is a place called Castle Island, which is right at Boston Harbor. You can walk out there, see the planes come into the Logan Airport. It's absolutely beautiful this time of year. And consistently, weekend after weekend, it has just been packed with younger people. They have some takeout, little hot dog and hamburger stands out there. You can go and get a little bite to eat. And the mayor, Mayor Marty Walsh, has been pretty upset, saying, this needs to stop, guys. We're going to be closing this down if you don't adhere to the social distancing rules. So now you're seeing it kind of taking it up a notch with this curfew. Again, it's a recommended curfew, but nevertheless, it's something fairly unprecedented for the city of Boston the past couple of decades.
Wow. We're speaking with Jim McKay, anchor and reporter with WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston. What are things like more broadly throughout the rest of the state? Is there, similar crackdowns like to Boston? I don't know. What would be the next largest city? Worcester, for example?
Yeah, Worcester has had some instances. But generally, it's not as bad as Boston, obviously, due to the population and just the density. But just to give you an example of some of the spillover that's happened from different parts of New York State into Western Mass. You had a veterans facility out in Holyoke, which is out in Western Mass, where they had a COVID-19 outbreak. And they've had over, I think it's 18 people have died, and they're waiting on another 7 tests. At that veterans facility, it was older veterans, mostly above the age of 60, but nevertheless, they had an outbreak there in Holyoke. While there are colleges out in that area and things of that sort, in terms of the population density, there's really not a whole lot of people there. But in terms of crackdowns and public policy-wise, Boston has definitely taken the most steps. But the greatest amount of cases aren't actually coming from the city of Boston and Suffolk County, which makes up the majority of Boston. It's actually Middlesex County, which is north and west of Boston, and grabs a little bit of part of the city there in terms of the suburb population. But, yeah, I mean, it's scattered different parts of the state, but across each part of New England and especially Massachusetts, you are seeing a COVID-19 coronavirus story getting cold.
Thanks, Jim. Jim McKay, anchor and reporter at WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston. He referenced, by the way, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Update there. He last night spent his second night in ICU in a London hospital battling COVID-19.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.